y'all here in Alabama know what this song is all about. Because I look around at all these lady folks, and I see you men have got it made in the shade. Well, at least in the eye candy department. Most of you motherfuckers just like us are going home alone tonight. And the women are going wherever they damn well please. Sort of. See, cause women need love too, you know. But they need alcohol to have an excuse to get to that point. Men need alcohol to get to the point to put on their best Rhett Butler. Any of you old motherfuckers in the audience know that who that is? Yes, Rhett Butler is way smoother than Keanu Reeves. I'm not knocking Keanu Reeves. So was James Dean in first school. Hugh Beaumont. See, I ain't gonna sit here and brag on men too much, but Hugh Beaumont. Anybody know who Hugh Beaumont was? Who? That's right. He was the daddy on Leaving the Beaver. Give that man a try. The dad on Leaving the Beaver. Saturday morning, gets up Saturday morning, reads the newspaper in a tie. And that shit's, that's macking. You macking like a motherfucker if you are Hugh Beaumont. But if you ain't Hugh Beaumont or Rhett Butler, you better rely on a good old-fashioned alcohol. That's why I'm drinking whiskey tonight. I ain't been drinking much lately, but goddamn. But my dad was, in my mind, and as a child, my dad was as cool as Hugh Beaumont. Rhett Butler. What was Rhett Butler's real name? Clark Gable. Billy D. Williams. My dad was as smooth as him. So it was a big deal when I was a kid and we were sitting in my dad's brand spanking new Lincoln Continental Mark IV. I don't know what mark they're up to. This was 1976. Really small. And a lady walked across the street in front of the car, and I couldn't see her. But my daddy goddamn sure well could, because he slipped up and said something. You know, now this was 1976 in the South. Daddies did not cuss in front of their children. In fact, I don't think daddies did anywhere in any part of the country for that matter. So, the lady walks out. And I feel the tension. Daddy grabs the steering wheel with both hands, grips it as tight, and oh my God. And he looks across the steering wheel and does one of these notes. And then he says, God damn, that woman's got an ass like an army mule. You know, you hear something like that, or maybe you got that or something. Sounds terrible. I wasn't so dumb that I thought it was terrible because I could feel it off daddy. No, it was wonderful. But I needed clarification. So, when we pulled into Sears, where we were going, I knew as soon as I hit that escalator wide open, I'm going up. Because mama's going to be up there looking at women's shit. I'll ask mama what daddy meant about the lady that had an ass like an army mule on the street. Y'all, curiosity did didn't kill the cat at my house, it got a belt across your ass. So I'm like, you know what, I think I'll hold off on this one. I'll wait, and 30 odd years later, I'll go on stage and tell the whole world what my dad did, and he still don't know it. Oh, trust me. The last time he came after me and my brother tricked him into getting on Big Thunder Mountain in Disney World and told him it was that little train that goes around Disney World. And when he came off swinging. So, he'll come off swinging when he finds this shit out, but I'm gonna ride it till he does. Here's the song my dad inspired through a lady that had an ass like an army mule, which is a beautiful, glorious thing. Now that I'm this much older, I figured it out.